Thank you for joining us at Nikki Dare Radio, heard worldwide by millions of listeners, with your lovely host, Ms. Nikki Dare. Our podcast, hosted by Nikki Dare, is your home for education to safety and survival, leadership and inspiration. Nikki Dare is the founder of iDare Inc., a registered 501c3, with its mission to educate and mobilize resources for preparedness and sustainability. iDare is a grassroots credo and personal mission based on its pillars of excellence: integrity, diversity, adaptation, resilience, and empowerment. Ms. Dare's personal mission is to help you encounter your purpose by unlocking your inherent potential and finding joy in the journey. Women's advocate, transformational mentor, and a seasoned BPR change management consultant since her early 20s in transforming companies. And decades later, she is reinventing her purpose. And now, here's your lovely host, Ms. Nikki Dare.
You guys, happy Wednesday. It's that time of the week that we are joining here in the podcast Leadership 365. I want to just thank you for joining us here with Nikki Dare, your host. I'll be right back. All right. September, the first week of the month, a new month, new season. Pull out all of those sweaters and the boots and everything else. I know it's raining somewhere out there in the world. So are we here in Southern California, but lucky to be here and grateful to be here. Sunny, semi-sunny, cloudy. That is the weather condition right now here this week so far. But happy September, you guys. Happy the start of the new month and new season. And then pumpkin spice latte season, obviously. I'm trying to cut down some. In fact, I just had some this morning after my gym session. And gym and sauna, to be exact. Happy, happy Wednesday, you guys. Leadership 365. This morning, we're going to cover a little bit of a different topic. I don't know if it's a different topic, but it's a topic that's relevant to our leadership 365, obviously, and also it's part of the roadmap to sustainability. You know how I feel about roadmap sustainability, you guys. It's like it's been really a great project since pandemic started. As you already know, if you're on LinkedIn community, I really welcome you guys. Really grateful to be here with you all here. Thank you for listening. And the theme today is unleash the power of Ikigai. Ikigai. Do you know how to pronounce that? Ikigai. Right. I will dive in. Don't worry. I will dive in the next 20, 30 minutes or so with you guys regarding this really great word. There's a lot of words of the month, but I'm going to choose this for the podcast this week. Your blueprint for personal fulfillment. Of course. Personal fulfillment is everything these days. And isn't that what we're all looking for here as a human being, here on this planet Earth that we shared space called Earth, our home, and the global sustainability. Okay, so it is unleashing the power of Ikigai, your blueprint for personal fulfillment and global sustainability. It is relevant to our really bigger topic that we've been discussing here for the last at least 3 years since pandemic started. Roadmap to sustainability. How can we live in a sustainable life, correct? Right? In the future life? Here's a quote that I just created right before podcasting here. I thought that it was just so profound, and I want to include that within our our discussion here on the podcast, Ikigai. It is our transformative compass merging personal passion with global responsibility. It's not just about living longer, that longevity that we're looking for, vitality, right? It's about making every moment count for all of us and for the world. I'm going to repeat that, and I did write it down. Ikigai is our transformative compass, merging personal passion with global responsibility. It is not just about living longer. It is about making every moment count, and for us and for the world. And I'm going to take a little break here. I'm back. Aloha. Buenos dias. Buenas tardes. Como tale vu? Selamat siang, everyone. Welcome to Leadership 365 with Nikki Dare. Leadership 365 Sustainability, I'll call it sometimes. But it is Leadership 365. You arrive at the right place here with us at the podcast where empathy is our policy and saving lives. Transforming lives is our DNA, and taking action is truly the umbilical cord to connect us, all of us, to grow stronger and to be able to evolve and adapt in any challenges. It is truly a podcast for those who aspire to be a sustainable leader, designed to inspire growth and impact for sustainability, or not even sustainability is fine, just, you know, I just put it in there, sustainability, because these days it is very critical to think that way, right? So you can create your best year of 365 days ever. It is truly a podcast for those who aspire to be a sustainable leader, designed to inspire growth and impact for sustainability, so you can create your best year of 365 days ever. So it is a premier podcast, and I want to also include this, that focus on leadership development, safety, and preparedness education, transformational growth, of course, and personal development have to be for both business and personal or individuals. This is a podcast for everyone. It is your podcast. It is our podcast. It is truly designed to inspire sustainable leadership, or any all leadership, and create that positive impact for a better tomorrow. So join us at podcast.nikidare.com, and I do have that website for you guys to sort of like seek and see and join in on the past broadcasts if you have missed them. No worries, you can always find it there on that website, or just go directly to any participating podcast platforms, namely iHeart Podcasts, Spotify, those are the two, Google Podcasts, and any other podcast really, and tune into Leadership 365. And you guys can always, of course, Google this, Leadership 365 with Nikki Dare, and start creating your best year of 365 days ever. All right, the link, it is podcast.nikidare.com. All right, so we can start now. I'm your host today. It is not unusual. I think this is something that I've always wanted to discuss and present to you guys and share it with you guys, rather. Ikigai, that's a word, Japanese word, that I want to introduce. If you already know what it is, I think just sit back, relax for the next 20, half an hour or so with us here, trying to just dissect in what we're talking about and how we can really integrate and incorporate, apply this to our lives, you know, both in business and also personal lives. The podcast theme, I want to be exact on this one, Unleashing the power of Ikigai. It is your blueprint for personal fulfillment and global sustainability. All right, that's a lot of things to dissect in here. This is sort of my first thought. The profound tenets of Ikigai provide a resonant approach to crafting a life that imbued with purpose. and also geared towards both personal and global sustainability. It is a concept that elegantly dovetailed in my book. It is also presented in Kaizen. If you guys remember what Kaizen, I always talk about that, mention that in every podcast episodes, right? It is Kaizen that published recently back in January. And the overall concept of our infamous roadmap to sustainability. So it is something that I think it's only fit in to what we're discussing here, especially in the platform Leadership 365 and also Roadmap to Sustainability. All right, so Ikigai Unleashed, your blueprint for invisible personal and global sustainability. Now, I pick also selected the word invisible because is something that has a lot of powerful meaning, right? It's too powerful to be defeated or overcome. And I think it just fit in, you guys. All right. So today we want to take a journey here on a transformative journey as we unearth the profound Japanese philosophy of Ikigai. Like I said, if you don't know what it is, you're here for a treat, super, super treat. And if you are already familiar with this word, you know, give us a feedback, give me a feedback and insights, your personal insights and feedback, what your thoughts are. After you're listening to this, again, this is like a shared insights coming from our personal insights. So sit back and then just leave us a feedback at the end of this podcast. Write in a comment or, you know, go to YouTube, go to subscribe, obviously, to the podcast on the iHeart and Spotify, and then just leave us a comment. All right. So this doctrine has catalyzed my own relentless quest for purpose and offers a compelling blueprint for really melding a personal satisfaction with global responsibility. And my findings are further enriched by the wisdom that I've garnered from studying the Blue Zones. You guys heard me mentioning about the Blue Zones before, and also I've written an article on LinkedIn for this month's Pulse newsletter on Leadership 365. You might find that on my LinkedIn page, my newsletter. It is free. You're more than welcome to look at it and read it and let us know how you know, what your thoughts are. And also, it's a duplicate article written on medium.com at Miss Nikki Dare. You guys can Google that. Also, I've written it on medium.com. So anyway, Blue Zones, studying Blue Zones, it's been really passionately, I just fascinated by these regions, you know, that they claim to be Blue Zones. Those are rare geographic areas where longevity and health prevail. So nearly a decade ago, I was really fascinated by this when I started researching it. My life took a remarkable turn, basically, when I first discovered the sustainable lifestyle concept of Blue Zones. And that's when I really wanted to curtail or cultivate, rather, a platform or a community where, you know, whether it's virtual or non-virtual, you know, where we can discuss further about sustainable lifestyle, right? I know you guys probably follow me around on social media and then looking at my foods, you know, photos and videos and things like that. That's part of it. That's part of the effort of sharing the sustainable lifestyle. You know, the gardening, except the Starbucks, except all of the non, I guess. Those are just like called living, right? Reality living. Sustainable lifestyle concept, Blue Zones. Those are rare geographic areas where longevity and health prevail. This eye-opening revelation really inspired me to create what has become my infamous roadmap to sustainability. And we'll get into this, and I'm going to relate and integrate that concept. It's in the same crossroad with Ikigai, basically, right? So let's go in with what is Ikigai. Ikigai is a term that encapsulates four pivotal elements. Okay, this is coming from me. What you love, what the world needs, what you can compensate it for, and what you excel at. Okay, those are the four pivotal elements, basically. What you love, that's the first, and then the second, what the world needs, second, third, what you can be compensated for, and the last four of that pivot element is what you excel at. For example, take a look at Malala Yousafzai. I hope that I pronounced her last name correctly. Let's go by with Malala. It's basically much simpler and easier for me to pronounce with my accent here. Her passion for education, right, combined with her skills in advocacy, and address a societal need, and has been really duly recognized and rewarded, so to speak. Her life is a compelling testament to the power of living one's ikigai. And that's basically, I want to just give you an example of a person, individual who had really demonstrated the meaning of. Okay, so I'm going to jump into the next segment that I want to describe ikigai as a personal navigator. Is the genesis of my roadmap to sustainability, basically. So allow me to share how the Blue Zone's sustainable lifestyle principles infuse my own philosophy. And I, like I said, I've been really fascinated by this thing. So almost a decade ago, as mentioned, when I encountered the fascinating concept of Blue Zone, it struck me how closely this Blue Zone's, their practices align with Ikigai. And I think it has been mentioned that it is an alignment with this concept, right? That was a catalyst also for my roadmap to sustainability, an integrated approach to life that champions both personal well-being and its global responsibility. For example, all right, imagine you're a musician, you love playing music, you're exceptionally good at it, and there's a market demand for your talent. Not only do you find personal satisfaction, but you are also generating income. So that balanced ikigai provides can be likened to a navigational system steering you toward a life of authenticity and a balance. Hopefully that makes sense. Hopefully it makes sense. It does make sense. So that's the approach and the example that I can give you. Now the next segment will be personal inspiration from Blue Zone. And I'm going to take a little break here. That was a good one. All right, so as I research and passionately fascinated by these regions, Blue Zones, right? And I'm going to name those top five that everybody had mentioned, and if you Google it, and that's what you see, and also their lifestyles. Into the research surrounding Blue Zone, I was struck by this recurrence of ikigai-like principles. These principles have personally inspired me to prioritize purposeful and what I always call sustainable living. For example, in this documentation that I just saw also by Dan, I cannot pronounce his last name, but I think you know him, the only person who had advocated really for decades this Blue Zones thing. And it's in my article, by the way. I show respect and I acknowledge his research and his findings, and finally that he showed also in Netflix recently. In Okinawa, for example, elders often cite their ikigai as a reason for the impressive longevity. They're very stronghold in this one. This data has served as an invaluable asset in my own journey towards purposeful living as well, right? The lessons that I've drawn from these Blue Zones are not mere academic exercises, but they have been instrumental in shaping my own personal approach to sustainable living. These Blue Zones really enriched my perspective, in other words. Elders in Okinawa, they use these their ikigai as the underpinning of their impressive longevity, like I said. So those insights have been really vital in, you know, because I am just fascinated by this in fortifying my own roadmap. This is how I really immerse myself in the research surrounding blue zones. My own interest evolved into an all-consuming passion. The unique regions, as I promise, I want to share that with you. Areas like Okinawa, Japan, this small island, Sardinia in Italy, and Loma Linda in California, can you believe that? All of this are enigmatic epic center of health, happiness, peace, and longevity. What especially captivated me was this resonance of ikigai-like principles woven. I mean, they have a common denominator almost, all of this, when we get into the, you know, the lifestyles, and then the health, and then the diets, what they eat, the food, and all of these things, right? The community, the cultural, the faith base, and all of these things woven into the cultural fabric of these societies. Let's just focus on Okinawa for a moment, for example. Ours in this seniors or elders in this Japanese island community don't just live longer, they live better. They do. They actively engage routinely, daily, with their communities. They cultivate a sense of purpose, and they also value spiritual and familial bonds, all core elements of ikigai. So when asked about the secret to their longevity, many of them will cite their ikigai, ikigai meaning the reason for being, as a foundational element. This is not a mere coincidence. It's an essential cultural trait that is instilled, and cultural trait that is nurtured from a young age, and they still have it, right? This intricate mosaic of purpose, community engagement, all of these things that layers off and pillars off, you know, holistic well-being that pervades blue zones has not only validated my fascination, but also profoundly informed my own lifestyle choices. And I, you know, basically, is a great example. Lead by examples, they are, right? So I've taken substantial cues from these regions to prioritize purposeful and sustainable living. And I encourage you guys, when you're listening to this episodes, that you start thinking, considering this is really powerful. It's not a hidden, it's not a secret, it's out there. I mean, the bigger question would be, can we apply it to our lives? Certainly. Can we modify it? Yeah, absolutely. Is that a perfect model? However, it can be applied, right? Let's go further in this. It's as if these far-flung corners of the world reaches across the globe to enhance my understanding also of how fulfilling life could be intertwined with societal responsibility. So the data that has served as an invaluable asset in my own journey towards purposeful living, it has galvanized my approach. This is something that it really, you know, I found this very, very interesting, very exclusive. It has galvanized my approach, strengthening my conviction that integrating the principles of ikigai into daily life is not just a pathway to personal well-being, but a veritable, you know, it's a verified. It has been done. It has been lived. It has been, you know, subscribed to. It has been verified, basically, by these people who have lived through it, who are still living in it. A blueprint for global sustainability. There is a blueprint for us to follow. So this harmonious alignment between the philosophies observed in blue zones and the ikigai doctrine has provided fertile ground for the growth of my infamous roadmap to sustainability, basically. And it is, furthermore, it is a synthesis of a cultural wisdom and personal innovation designed to bring out the best in each one of us while contributing to a more sustainable world. Again, it is design. It is a blueprint. It is out there. It is a verified blueprint to bring out the best in each one of us while we contribute to a more sustainable world, whatever responsibilities that we have, right? So this segment provides a more elaborative view of how my passionate research into Blue Zone has played a critical role in shaping my own personal perspectives on this Ikigai and my approach to sustainable living. And I encourage you to consider thinking this way, in this perspective. All right. This Ikigai and professional sustainability. So we're going to try to dive in into this. We just covered the personal sustainability. All right. So I think we should take a little break again, a short break. Was a quick one there. I want to cover this professional sustainability because I think it is, it's a well-rounded discussion in this. Ikigai and professional sustainability, a deeper dive informed by Kaizen. I want to include the Kaizen, the currency of sustainable success, part of a longer and deeper, perspective in continuing improvement, basically, and how we can sustain ourselves and achieving sustainable success in our lives. And this is the book that I have written recently, published recently back in January this year, 2023. So when we think about Ikigai in the context of corporations and organizations, the implications are really vast and somewhat transformative. The crux of the matter lies in this achieving a symbiotic balance between collective good and individual well-being, personal well-being. It is simply a harmony that companies can actualize by adopting an ecosystemic approach. And I talk a lot about that in my whole book, in the Kaizen book, really discusses and look into more and the micro, both in the balance to that. An ecosystemic approach, as I've outlined in my book, recently published back in this year, 2023, called Kaizen, the currency of sustainable success, involves building an interconnected network that fosters both internal and external sustainability. So in the book specifically, I want to highlight on this page 189, under case studies of organizations that have successfully implemented an ecosystemic approach, there are quite a few. I dissect the modus operandi of companies like Patagonia, old school, it's been a while, and how this company, how they embody a corporate form of Ikigai. Patagonia doesn't merely sell outdoor clothing and gear. I love them, by the way. Is on a mission to save our home planet. Their devotion to environmental stewardship is not a secondary feature. It is integrated into their DNA, basically. And they have achieved a harmonious balance by producing high quality and by eco-friendly products that meet consumer demand. These days, they do generate profits and simultaneously contribute to global sustainability. There are tons of other corporations that I can mention, but this one stood out for me because I love them. And they're outdoor, and I don't get paid. They don't pay me for this, saying this. They sell outdoor clothing and gear, and that's why I like them. But it doesn't end there. Patagonia goes beyond the product. Patagonia, just footnote, if you're listening to this, yes, I'm here trying to promote your products. All right. they take an ecosystemic approach by involving their suppliers, their customers, their end users, and even their competitors in their mission. They share sustainability practices openly, promoting industry-wide shift towards environmental responsibility. That's That's why I wanna share this, my insights, my takes on these things, right? And include Patagonia in this discussion. And I mentioned about them as well in my book. By doing so, they are manifesting a professional version of Ikigai. That's where I'm getting at, by the way. They excel at what they do, they love their mission, they meet a critical societal need, and they are adequately rewarded for it. That's pretty much Ikigai right there. Another one I know, you guys probably don't know, but I'm a fan to Elon Musk. I want to mention another company. Consider another example I explore so much also in my book. Not much, but just considerably enough. Tesla. Tesla's mission is to accelerate the advent of sustainable energy. And the founder and CEO of Tesla, of course, Elon Musk. Yeah, I can say out loud, Nikki. Elon Musk took the risk of entering an industry dominated by fossil fuel-powered vehicles, and he recognized there is a global need for renewable energy and went about fulfilling that need by leveraging his technical expertise, Elon Musk, and his passion for sustainable solutions. So just like Patagonia, Tesla's Ikigai can be clearly discerned. In Kaizen, in my book, Kaizen, the Currency of Sustainable Success, in that book, I argue that organizations can find their collective Ikigai by integrating an ecosystemic approach, fostering not just a sustainable business model, but a sustainable global community. And the principles outlined, I'm still on page 189, offer actionable insights for any organization that aiming to align its operations with a grander vision of sustainability and purpose. So by integrating these lessons into my infamous roadmap to sustainability, because it's all tie-in and a big umbrella here, my goal, and I aim to demonstrate that the journey towards sustainability is not a solo endeavor. It's everyone's involvement. Everyone has to put in their work effort. It's a collective voyage that calls for a comprehensive ecosystemic perspective, something that both this industry, both these companies, Patagonia and Tesla, epitomize. And that's my message right there, those two companies. This segment amplifies the critically of aligning professional ventures with the principle of Ikigai and sustainability, thereby echoing the comprehensive methodologies that I have laid out in my book, the Kaizen book. It isn't just a theory, but it is a pathway to a real world, to impactful change that we're always constantly in this world. All right. I was just sneaking up for a break there. All right, guys. The next segment, we're talking about Ikigai as an indispensable framework for global sustainability, unpacking its pervasive influence. Okay. It's a lot of thinking there, Nikki. Yes. So as we venture deeper into this landscape of Ikigai, it becomes increasingly evident that its principles are not confined to the individual self-actualization or corporate enlightenment. In fact, Ikigai has the potency to serve as an indispensable framework for shaping global initiatives and causing ripple effects that foster sustainable change on a planetary scale. I like this a lot. Consider the case of Muhammad Yunus. I don't know if you guys are familiar with him. The Nobel Peace Prize winning social entrepreneur. I always like to include social entrepreneurship here because myself, right, is a great example. His microfinance initiatives provide a compelling example of Ikigai at work in a global context. He identified a glaring societal need, the inaccessibility of credit for the impoverished, basically. By utilizing his financial expertise, he designed this unique, scalable model that extended microloans to those otherwise considered unlendable, right? He loved what he was doing. He was good at it. The world needed it. And he was financially, morally rewarded for his efforts. And this is Ikigai. This is Ikigai in its purest form, manifested on a monumental scale. So Muhammad Yunus' work has effectively elevated millions out of poverty, proving that one individual's sense of purpose can impact humanity at large. Yes, one individual's sense of purpose can impact humanity at large. So, to elucidate further, let's go back again to this global luminary. Spotlight another. I mean, we already mentioned her name, Malala. And I want to go a little bit deeper into her efforts and also her contribution to the global luminary here. Like Yunus, Malala recognized a pressing societal need, girls' education, and utilized that unique abilities and voice to make a difference. The educational nonprofits she established aimed to break the cycle of poverty and illiteracy among women. Here again, we see Ikigai elements crystallize passion, mission, vocation, and profession aligning seamlessly to initiate this transformative global change. So in my own journey, I have aimed to catalyze a global shift towards sustainability, inspired by both personal insights and the case studies that I have researched. And I do also have my own nonprofit, you know, specializing in education, educating, saving lives through mobilizing resources for disaster risk reduction and sustainability. And that's really on the IDARE, a nonprofit grassroots efforts, totally, completely grassroots, 100%, yes. And this is also part of the sustainability. When I refer to the roadmap sustainability, I envision a global community that integrates the principles of Ikigai in its daily practices, from individual choices to collective actions. And this is in alignment with our mission of IDARE, grassroots nonprofit that we have established since 2012. So a decade later, it becomes more clear that the roadmap to sustainability is part of our mission initially, and it's becoming even clearer. And that's where we crossroads now, with, of course, saving lives, right? And also for sustainable life. Because as we already know, sustainability, I have created that quote, and I think a lot of you have heard it before and familiarized before, is really the ability to exist constantly, sustainability, basically what it means. So I consider it as a universal blueprint that unites diverse actors, be it individuals, corporations, or global leaders, to achieve or to strive for a common goal of a more sustainable, equitable, and fulfilling existence. So here are some questions. How can you apply the Ikigai model in your role, whether you are a teacher, whether you are an entrepreneur, you know, social entrepreneur, business entrepreneur, whatever type of entrepreneur you are, or a policymaker? So I'm encouraging you, or I'm inviting you rather, begin by asking the four essential questions. What do you love? What are you good at? What does the world need from you? What can you be rewarded for? So answer to these questions will not only guide your personal and professional decisions, but it will also shape the way that you interact with the world, making your contribution a part of a larger sustainable ecosystem, making our contribution to be part of that larger sustainable ecosystem. So by examining these Lemonade examples, I just want to say that the segment that we just mentioned uncovers the expansive reach of Ikigai as a pragmatic and actionable framework, and it serves really as a fulcrum around which we can build scalable, sustainable solutions that are not only beneficial to you, to your individual well-being, but also to contribute constructively to the global community. And I think this really spells out Ikigai concept. Oh, there is a word. There's a few words out there that you guys probably have to listen a couple more times and Google it, right? But the next segment here, operationalizing Ikigai, it really is a comprehensive guide to implementing purposeful living and global sustainability. Incorporating Ikigai into our lives doesn't have to be an esoteric endeavor. Rather, it can be a systematic process and replete with practical steps and iterative adjustments. Now, when you ask esoteric, Nikki, it's intended for or likely to be understood by only a small number of people with a specialized interest or knowledge. Esoteric. Intended for or likely to be understood by only a small number of people with specialized knowledge or interest. And that's the definition of esoteric, if you ask. All right. So as we have explored throughout this series already, Ikigai serves as more than a philosophy, as we learn it and we go through this already, right? And it is a powerful mechanism for change and driving both individual fulfillment and global sustainability. So how can you practically integrate this transformative concept into your life and work? All right, so I put this together, an actionable blueprint, and I'm going to share this in our article as well, perhaps in my next newsletter article that I'm going to put together on LinkedIn, but you guys are the first one to hear this. So congratulations. But I'm going to go ahead and allow me and share the guide you through to this actionable blueprint. There's only a few. Self-assessment, like a personal audit. A personal audit began with a deep and candid introspection. And I've been doing this, by the way, and I am continuing to doing this. Taking stock of your passions. You know, I want to pause this a little bit. In fact, I was just encouraging my son this morning about this, taking audit by doing personal assessment, basically, you know, passion, purposes, skills, interests, whatever skills that you have, whatever interests, whatever your passions are. It's so ironic. And here I am talking about it on a podcast. Take stock of your passions. Take stock of your skills and interests. Additionally, identify what the market demands, right? And what societal needs you can fulfill. And we're going to go back to this talking about SWOT analysis, absolutely. You can employ a variety of tools to really kind of like complement this in this process, right? To navigate the whole thing here, including personality tests. And there's a lot out there, right, you guys? But SWOT analysis is really key, and is really tradition and really simple SWOT analysis, even simple journaling exercises, and we all love that. Just remember, you're laying down the foundation for a life imbued with purpose and sustainable impact, and always have that in the back of your mind when you do the self-assessment. The second one, strategic alignment. A strategic alignment is follow trailblazers. Look at figures like Elon Musk, for example, Jeff Bezos, another, yeah, Warren Buffett, another, who envisioned future dominated by renewable energy, not necessarily renewable energy, but took pragmatic steps to make that vision a reality. Whatever that this man had done, making this strategic alignment, find the avenues and roads where your Ikigai aligns with current global challenges or market gaps. And, you know, we we understood and then we agreed on this, that it's not just about self-fulfillment. It is about contributing to a greater cause, right? Ikigai, while maximizing your unique potential strategic alignment. How can we incorporate Ikigai into this strategic alignment? So continuous refinement, this is, I like this a lot. And refinement, continuous improvement, Kaizen, right? But we want to focus on Ikigai. The cycle of iterative development, Ikigai is not a static construct. It's always evolving. It's a dynamic entity. It's evolving, right? Ikigai is always continuous effort. So such, it requires regular evolution. Evaluation, evolution, that too, recalibration. You know, you gotta have to recalibrate all the time on this, evaluate yourself, and then it requires all of this constantly, regularly. What may have been your Ikigai last year may not entirely align with, you know, with it all, at all this year, due maybe, you know, changes in your personal growth, changes your circumstances, situations, market dynamics, or global necessities, right? So frequent reassessments ensure that your Ikigai stays relevant both to you and the wider world that we all live in. The next one is community engagement. I always put this community engagement as part of anything, really, in all aspects in our lives, because it's so important, right? Community engagement, the ripple effect incorporating Ikigai into your life isn't solely about personal betterment. We learn this all the time already in this episode. And I'll talk about this before as well. But Ikigai, it's really stood out on this claim. It's also about uplifting those around you, be it your immediate community or, you know, the global community overall, basically. So ask yourself, how do your action contribute to the collective good? Are your efforts sowing seeds for a more equitable society or sustainable society? Your Ikigai should extend beyond your personal bubble and make that palpable contribution to a wider community circle, basically, right? We're talking about community engagement here. The next one is scalability and legacy. Scalability and legacy beyond the here and now as you refine your Ikigai. Consider how it could scale or leave a lasting impact. You know, ask questions like this ones. Could your localized efforts be adapted into broader solutions? Could your personal purpose inspire a collective movement? You know, it really pushing us to think beyond immediate gains and short-term objectives. It aims for legacy. It aims for much like the examples that we just discussed earlier in Muhammad Yunus or Malala. So implementing Ikigai in your life is not a solitary journey. When we speak about the roadmap to sustainability, which I've elaborated in previous segments, we truly emphasize the community. We emphasize the collective, the global. So Ikigai is a critical cornerstone in this overarching strategy, aligning individual pathways with a grander vision, with a much bigger vision for global sustainability and purposeful living. So my take on this segment here that we just discussing right now, that by embracing this multifaceted approach to incorporating Ikigai, you not only enhance your own life, but contribute to a global paradigm shift towards sustainability and collective well-being. So this segment serves as a pragmatic guide. It really truly designed to transition you from understanding the theory or the principles, the concept of Ikigai, to actualizing it in concrete terms and enriching both your individual existence and the global community together. So, all right, we're going to take a little short break again. We're coming into the conclusion of this episode. I want to mention in my book, Kaizen, once again, The Currency of Sustainable Success, Kaizen, The Currency of Sustainable Success, published book recently back in January 2023. I illuminate how this continuous improvement or incremental improvements can lead to monumental successes. Very true, by the way. The concept of Ikigai aligns perfectly with this philosophy of Kaizen, providing both individuals and organizations with a detailed roadmap for sustainability. So I want to say this, that Ikigai isn't just a philosophy, it is a functional paradigm that scales from the micro to the macro, from the micro to the macro, serving as the cornerstone of purposeful and sustainable life. So to synthesize, Ikigai serves as more than a tool for individual betterment or for individual enlightenment. It really truly functions as a bedrock philosophy for a sustainable future. And it equips us to align our singular pursuits with collective well-being, therefore shaping the comprehensive roadmap for enduring personal sustainability and also global sustainability. All right, this is it for me. Thank you for joining this transformative dialogue today, or monologue today. Until our next meeting of mind, this is your host, Nikki Dare. I'm signing off from this podcast, Leadership 365. I think I mentioned this already to you guys. The profound tenets of Ikigai offer a resonant approach to crafting this life, a life that imbued with purpose and also geared towards both the personal sustainability and global sustainability, a concept that really elegantly dovetail in my book and Kaizen and overall concept of a roadmap to sustainability. Really, I hope that you guys enjoy this session. I have, and it's really been educational for myself, and I'd love sharing all of this obviously to you. If I have something to share with you, it's always, you know, impactful, I hope. That's all for today's episode of Leadership 365. Thank you for tuning in, and we hope you found today's discussion informative, educational, helpful. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast for more insights and strategies on leadership. And I want to hear from you, as always. And what is one thing that you have learned recently that has made impact, positive impact in your life? You can always follow me and hit me up on all social media platforms, Nikki Dare. It's always like at Nikki Dare, except on Twitter, or now we call it X platform. On that one, it's at Nikki underscore Dare. I know. Somebody took up my Nikki Dare already, so that's okay. Nikki underscore Dare. I'll share anything good that gets sent in, you guys. Don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel. Yes, I'm there also. I'm going to try to be there as often as I can. If you do listen to iHeartRadio or podcasts or Spotify, don't forget to subscribe to my channel, of course, in there, and leave me some comments and feedback, because, you know, your feedback is truly a gift for me. I always say this all the time. You guys always like send the email to me that, you know, drop the feedback on those podcasts. It'll get read, believe me, and I'll try to reply, and I will reply. So thank you for listening to this episode of Leadership 365 Podcast, and I want to just wish you a wonderful rest of the week. Join us back again at podcast.nikidare.com. Tune in to Leadership 365 and start creating your best year of 365 days ever. Yes, 365 days ever. podcast@nickydare.com. And I think that's about it, you guys. Oh, you know what? I want to share with you my very, very last thought before we let go of each other here. I know you have a lot of things to do today. My very, very last thought about Ikigai. In our relentless quest for success, we often overlook the intricate balance between personal fulfillment and global responsibility. Ikigai doesn't just answer the question of what makes life worth living, right? It serves as a transformative compass, guiding us to merge our individual passions with collective needs. So it's not just about living longer, it's about making every moment count for us and for the world. All right, guys, that's it for me. I hope you like that. Stay vigilant, stay safe. Until next time, sabi jumpa. God bless.
You have been listening to Nicky Dares Radio, a podcast of sustainability with your host, Ms. Nicky Dare. Nicky Dare's life has been spent passionately in helping others going through transformation, both personal and professional. To learn more, please visit Ms. Dare's websites, education.nickydare.com. Workshops on safety preparedness, situational awareness are available. Also available, the Transformational Coaching Series. For corporate and private group pricing, please contact us. Please visit her website, nickydare.com. All of her broadcasts are available for free download on iTunes podcast, Nicky Dare. For more details on opportunities for sponsorships and speaking engagements, please email us at education@nickydare.com. Join her next time, Living in Purpose and Passion. Our mission is to live a sustainable life with your host, Nicky Dare.